the standing bush in that milling area was really marvelous. Matai and totara were predominant, with a few rimas, white pines, ratas, and occasionally a miro and a bucketia. The matai was so dense that I've seen three trays growing together, all good milling size from 2 foot to 3 foot 6 in diameter. These trees had reached their age of maturity, and the sap was only an inch thick in nearly all the trees. When heart timber was sold in those days, it was heart and plinth at 8 shillings per 100 feet.
What would it cost today, Alan?
Oh, it's about, well, I wouldn't like to say that, but it's about 132 shillings a hundred. I have seen timber fed into the boiler, which was the power that ran the mill, because of the small defect of sap or a knot of shape. The old fences round the old home and the shed, even the floor of the old township, were cast out timber in those days and still solid after 70 years. I've never seen a bit of hard matter with a grab in it, but the sap was eaten to dust. Perhaps I should explain something that my father used to be very particular over, and that was that hard timber cut out of a dead tree would always take the borer, because the resistance of the timber died with the tree.